one of the things that I love most about us is that when we make love, we take our time. There is no rush. Why rush when we can enjoy each other? When we can linger in each other's smell, taste, sound, and feel. I like how we kiss slowly. It's so different from how kissing is usually shown on TV, in movies, even in porn. We don't devour each other. We don't suck the air out of each other's lungs. We look at each other and smile. Then one of us will lean their head forward and will pause, our breath held, our lips inching closer together until one of us playfully moves their head back, denying the other, but only for a moment. Our faces move closer again. For a second, or even third time, and our lips meet. It never fails to excite me. I feel your soft, warm lips pressed against mine. I hear the little moan that escapes from your throat, or sometimes the deep sigh of your desire for me that comes from deep inside your chest. And it's like my nerve endings become alive. Just like that, my body is yearning for your touch. It's so amazing to me, because it happens every time. That first kiss of our lovemaking, it sets the tone for what's to come. I mean, take how we play with each other, how we masturbate. You see a woman masturbating a man in porn video, and chances are she's pulling and yanking and jerking like she's on a deadline on a performance bonus. And sometimes she's shouting out encouragement, like, "Come for me, baby," or "Give me all you come, shoot it on my face, I want it in my mouth." She's like an athletic coach, calling out instructions to the team. God, there is nothing erotic about that. But when we play together, it's so different. And that's exactly what it is. Play. It's affectionate. It's loving. There is no destination It's all about the journey. In fact, the longer I can tease you, the longer I can stop you from coming, the more exquisite the release. I'll like to take you right up to the point where there's no going back, where your body is so desperate to come. Every muscle, every sinew, every nerve ending is screaming for that beautiful release. I love to see you like that. It's so beautiful. Do you know that sometimes you get so aroused that you start to thrust your hips upwards, like you're trying to create that beautiful friction when I stroke you? It's like your body is desperate, determined. It has to feel your shaft being stroked by my hand. But I don't do that, babe. Oh no. I hold my hand steady and I don't move. You are the one who is moving your body, pumping your groin, groaning as you try to reach orgasm by simulating fucking. When you get to that point, I know that you are really ready. When you start to do that, to thrust yourself up to me, you are begging me to let you come. That's the moment that I take pity and pleasure. The moment when I bend my head down so my hair falls on your stomach, or even brushes against your balls, and I take you between my lips. That is such a beautiful moment. For a second, it's like your body pauses, as if now it knows that the way I'll bring you to orgasm will be unbearably beautiful. That the friction of my full lips slipping over the head of your cock will make you believe you're in heaven. And you really will be, won't you? Because we both know my lips are stunning. And that they were made for one thing only. To suck you. To drain. All. Oh. your seat, up from your balls, and you come. I love that I can do that for you. Again, when I use my mouth to tease you, I'm not a vacuum. I don't start by frantically pumping my head up and down. I may get to that point, but only after a long tease. You know, I feel bad for young women who watch porn and who think that sexuality is all about rushing to bring your man off as soon as you can. That is the opposite of what I am about, and the opposite of true sensuality. When I use my mouth to bring you pleasure, I do so as a lover. I'm not a machine. How I kiss you, how I lick you, it all depends on the moment, on what I think will bring you maximum pleasure. I listen to your sounds and use them as my guide. When your breathing gets heavy, I know you're moving into deep arousal. When you let a little cry escape from your lips, I know that you can hardly bear the pleasure I'm bringing you. And when you moan and growl, it's your signal to me, telling me, pleading with me, saying, please, babe, I need you to release me. But even then, at that moment, when it seems you can't take anymore, this deliciously naughty thought creeps into my mind, and I think I'm going to delay just a little bit longer. So, as I stroke your shaft, my head goes between your legs, and I take your balls in my mouth. I like to save that move right until the end, because I know how erotic it feels for you. You've told me so many times how much you love it when I give your balls attention. The way I fondle them, caress them with my fingers, let my tongue flick them and tease them, how I spread oil over them so they are slick and slippery. All those things, they are so pleasurable for you, that sometimes I'm almost afraid you're going to black out. That your orgasm will be so intense, the pleasure so overwhelming, that you will lose consciousness. I love to see you in that state, because I know you only feel that way because of how I touch you. Have you been touching yourself as I've been talking? I hope so. I love the thought that you'll listen to me right now, playing with yourself, feeling those urges as I speak. It's okay. Knowing that you are growing hard because of me. I find that incredibly pleasing. It turns me on to know that I'm turning you on, because in my heart and soul, I know I have a lot of love to give. So, go ahead. Stroke yourself. And if you are close, bring yourself to climax. I would love it. And as you do, I'm going to touch myself. Talking to you this way has made me very wet. It feels so good to slip my fingers inside my bed. Please. And feel them. Touch my lips. Oh, fuck. I love this moment when my fingers first touch me, and I imagine it's you. That you're the one exploring me. Let's enjoy this mood I've created together. If you can, come with me, because I really need that. Oh God. Oh, please. Babe. Oh God. Oh, please. I can't. Oh God. Babe. Oh, please. Babe. Oh, wait. Let go. Oh, babe, I can't hold no more. Oh, oh God.